At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Tash just, he makes plays. You know, he makes plays. And Josh has a lot of trust in him, as you saw. Fourth and one. So we threw it. How far down the field was it?
25 yards.
Yeah. You tell me it's complete, I'm going to sign up for it every week. But, you know, hey, those are the, look, I trust Josh. You guys know that. I trust him, and I believe in him. So that's where that is.
It's one thing to hear the coach talk about it afterwards, too. It's like everybody had the same reaction as that ball left Josh Allen. So I was like, God, no! And then, of course, it ends up the way it typically does end up with Josh Allen. And a touchdown in the back of the end zone to Ty Johnson. We welcome in Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, and the Batavia Daily News, joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Alex, I mean, you know, Allen doing what he did has become commonplace, and we shouldn't be surprised. What was surprising was to see how quickly the defense adjusted and reacted to being in a 7-0 hole and shut down that Denver offense for the rest of the afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Danger, happy birthday. Hope you got your AARP card in the mail.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, we can use it together. You want to go to get some Cracker Barrel or something? What
do
you
think? Oh, my God. I would absolutely love that early bird special. But, yeah, it's really become commonplace, as you said, to watch Josh Allen do what he did on that 24-yard touchdown to Ty Johnson. That was a vintage Josh Allen moment, buying time to his right side, just firing it into the exact spot it needed to be for his receiver to go down and make a sliding catch, and Ty Johnson added to what's been a phenomenal season for the third down running back. He's been much more than that for the Bills this season, and in doing a lot on early downs and contributing obviously on third down as well. But what he did against the Lions and then what he did yesterday against the Broncos, that's much more than you typically see from a backup running back in big moments. But yeah, as far as the defense is concerned, I thought it was just an all-around solid effort. Not many standout performances from that group. I thought Matt Milano may have been the star of the effort, second on the team in tackles, came away with a sack, chasing down Bo Nix near the sideline, and also chasing down Marvin Mims on that end around. So Milano seems to be rounding into form, and that's a great sign for the Bills, showing that sideline-to-sideline ability that he did yesterday. But really it was just a solid performance, everybody fulfilling their roles well, except for on that one play, the 40-yard bomb early in the game, which Rasul Douglas chalked up to a miscommunication between he and Taylor Rapp. But yeah, the defense answered a lot of the critics, silenced them with a big performance against the Broncos. A much tougher test coming up this week, though. They're going to need all hands on deck, and I heard you mention it earlier in the show. They didn't have Terrell Bernard. They didn't have Taron Johnson. They didn't have Matt Milano in the pass game against the Baltimore Ravens. Khalil Shakir in that game goes in and out with an ankle injury, I believe it was. And you also had Taylor Rapp leave the game with a concussion. So the Bills were severely depleted in that matchup with the Ravens earlier this season, and I'm excited to see what they have to offer this time around at full strength.
Yeah, all the additions coming back here on defense, but Alex, if you can somehow get anywhere close to what the Bills' offensive line and the rushing game did yesterday, 41 minutes plus time of possession, that would be the blueprint for any game against any opponent.
Absolutely, and I think one of the ways you, maybe not beat, but one of the ways you help stifle a Ravens offense is keeping them off the field as much as you can. I know football is about trading possessions, and at the end of the game, typically each team has the same number of possessions. But if you're able to keep Lamar Jackson on the sideline out of rhythm for an extended period of time, I think that works to your advantage. And having James Cook cooking the way that he is this season, that's certainly going to help your chances in that regard. It's been amazing to watch this Bills offense transform under Joe Brady, the balance that they put into place under Brady since he took over for Ken Dorsey last year. And it's really ramped up this season. I mentioned Ty Johnson. He had another big day, 9 carries, 44 yards. But really it was James Cook, 120 yards, 23 carries, I believe, 100 yards rushing in the first half. He became the first Bills player since Thurman Thomas in 1995 to go for over 100 yards in a playoff game. So that just goes to show you the impact that he's had on this team this year that they haven't had in past seasons come playoff time. And I think this is exactly what Sean McDermott has been looking for out of his offense since he took the reins as Bills head coach, a balanced offense, one that you can look to the running game in games like this to control the clock, control the action. That's exactly what they did yesterday. I wrote in my 5 takes on the dailynewsonline.com, you didn't need a vintage Josh Allen performance yesterday. He took a back seat at the beginning of that game. They rode the running game with James Cook, and that really allowed the defense to settle in and help the Bills earn the victory. So impressive day all around for the Bills. Josh Allen got it done late. The defense really got it done after that bomb was given up early, and James Cook in the running game got it done from pillar to post. So I think a lot of room for encouragement as you enter this daunting matchup with the Baltimore Ravens, the game of the year perhaps in the divisional round.
All right, so let's talk about the trenches a little bit here. And you mentioned the run game for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills' offensive line, the continuity. Aaron Cromer's done a great job. Joe Brady's done a great job of giving the offense that balance. The last time we saw this Ravens defense, it was pretty well known that you could pick on them in the passing game, but they've always been a challenge to run against. And that's kind of shifted, and they've become a little bit more balanced. In fact, they've become one of the better defenses in the NFL here down the stretch. So how, Alex, do you think this Bills offensive line matches up against the size and the physicality that Baltimore is going to throw at them defensively?
Listen, the way that this offensive line is performing this year, I think opposing teams need to concern themselves a bit more with how they match up with the Bills, and the Bills need to worry about how they match up with the opposing team. What Aaron Cromer, you said it, what he's done with this group, bringing them together, and just the continuity that they've built these past couple of years. I know there were some shifting along the offensive line in terms of positionally, but this group has been together for 2 years now under Aaron Cromer, and you had what I thought was an all-pro performance from Deion Dawkins this year, and he certainly seemed to think so as we spoke with him yesterday after the game, and the look in his eye, you could just tell he was broken up about not receiving those all-pro honors. I think he saw that they were coming his way this year. He did say that what ultimately matters is how he's valued within the locker room, but he couldn't lie, couldn't sugarcoat it. That was a goal of his, and he was hurt by it. But yeah, you look at this offensive line, and I think they match up pretty well with anybody, including this Ravens defense, that if you look at the stats and you look at their trends, week 13 through 18, that's included matchups with the Giants, Steelers, and Browns. That's really when they've turned things around and become what is considered statistically the best defense in the NFL over those weeks. They're the top scoring defense, top total defense, top pass defense, top third down percentage, top red zone defense, and top opposing passer rating in the league. But I think that's been inflated a bit by those matchups with lowly teams such as the Giants and the Browns, and then a putrid offense in the Steelers that really lost its way down the stretch of the season. So I think the Ravens, what they're going to get with Josh Allen and this offense, is a group that's humming on a level that they haven't seen in the past number of weeks. And I think it's going to be good on good. It's going to come down to a shootout. And I really think it's going to come down to who has the ball last year.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We're talking to Alex Braske, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, the Right Here, Right Now podcast as well. Alex, you brought up Milano, and it's good to see him getting back to form there. I want to talk about a guy who, you know, really we hadn't seen at all, but came up big yesterday, that being wide receiver Curtis Samuel, when his number was called. And granted, that was against who could be the defensive player of the year, and Patrick Surtain twisted an inside out and then got the leverage, made that cut, and the speed there. Talk about Samuel. Was it just a case of that guy getting healthy? Could we see a little bit more of that in the postseason?
Yeah, pretty poor effort from Surtain on that play. I think you have to take that into account. Really kind of gave up on the play after Samuel caught the ball and looked to reverse field. If you watch that replay, just, like I said, kind of a poor effort there. But, yeah, you have to give Samuel a lot of effort. He's led the Bills in receiving, I believe, two games in a row, eight or seven receptions last week against the Patriots for over 50 yards, three receptions this week for over 60 yards, if my memory serves me correctly. And if you look at this Bills team and the way that they've peaked during the regular season, and Rasul Douglas mentioned this during, I believe it was this past week, he doesn't believe this team has peaked yet, and I think that's in a way by design. If you look at this team defensively, what they showed yesterday, shutting down the Broncos and really clicking on all cylinders, like I said, just a complete team effort. I'm not going to say they held a bunch back, but I think part of what you build into it when you're a perennial playoff contender is not exposing your full hand during the regular season and maybe leaving some tricks up your sleeve come playoff time. And I think that's exactly what Sean McDermott, Joe Brady, Bobby Babich, and company are going to do over these next couple weeks if they can continue along this run. And I think one of those cards that you're going to play is Curtis Samuel here, and you saw it to lead off the postseason, came through in a big way to help really put the hammer down on that win And help the Bills advance to this matchup with the Ravens.
You mentioned Rasul Douglas, and I thought it was interesting after the game yesterday. You know, he kind of let everybody know that he's hearing and the defense is hearing what a lot of us are talking about. This is a Bills defense that isn't very good at getting off the field on third down, and he specifically made that stat known that, okay, how do we do today? Ed Oliver, come over here. Let everybody know, how do we do today? I mean, are these the guys? I mean, they're feeling themselves a little bit, and it feels like they're playing with a little bit of a chip. They're listening to some of the external noise. You mentioned Dawkins not getting all pro and being kind of upset by that. Now the Bills go into this game, and they're an underdog as of right now. I mean, is that chip fueling them a little bit here? Do you think they're listening to the noise?
They are absolutely listening to the noise. I heard you also kick off the show. You were talking about Josh Allen's FEA sweatshirt that he donned entering the game yesterday. We won't go into detail in terms of what that stands for. I actually thought, Gene, you did an unbelievable job. This is why you're a future Broadcasters Hall of Famer. The way that you alluded to what the shirt stood for, I think everybody listening knew without you actually divulging that information. But I have further information for you if anybody wants to get the sweatshirt. It's a sweatshirt made by Enchanté, which is a brand founded by Allen's close friend Daniel Ricciardo of the Formula One realm, I believe is what it is. I'm not a racing guy, but that's where I think the shirt spawned from. But yeah, there's no doubt they're hearing the noise. I mentioned talking to Dawkins after the game. I think it's going to fuel him this postseason, that perceived all-pro snub, and I think that can only work to the Bills' advantage. And listen, this is a team that doesn't really need any extra motivation. They've lost in the divisional round the past number of years. They've already lost to the Ravens this year, but any bulletin board material you can use at this time of year, I think the better.
Now, Alex, if you were listening, I'm not going to call Mac Hollins thirsty because, honestly, I don't want to cross paths with him and have to be accountable for that. But where do you come down on this? Is this guy, what can you share with us? Is he just so super eccentric, or is there a little bit of look at me? Whatever it is, it's working. Just go hit the punt returner and catch.
Nobody's going to complain as long as he keeps making plays.
Yeah, and to build off my last response, I think the third down success that the Bills defense had yesterday, you have to temper that a little bit. They did finish the day 2-for-9, but on that opening drive, they allowed that third and 8 conversion, the 19-yard pass to Cortland Sutton. So that's really been their bugaboo, those third and longs. And I think they got into a little bit more third and shorts, which it should work conversely. You should do better as a defense against third and short, but for some reason, the Bills are just putrid against third and long. And you have to take that into account when you're taking their performance yesterday as a total effort. But what was the other question? I forgot as I backtracked.
He's afraid to answer the question. He's about afraid. Mac Hollins.
You are afraid to answer.
No, Mac Hollins.
Here's where I'm at with it, Brasky. And tell me where you come down on it. I mean, like, we love the guy. He's eccentric. He's fun. He's funny. He does the TikTok hack videos, and he shows up as Fred Flintstone, and he keeps making plays. But, man, this guy feels like the antithesis of what Sean McDermott wants, unless he's just – they're all embracing it because he's that lovable character.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talking about that earlier, too. See, I am a loyal listener to the show. I am locked in on the Fan Rochester today, every Buffalo Football Monday. But can I say that on the station? But yeah, I think Mac Hollins is as genuine as they come. I don't think there's a fake bone in his body. He wears the Casio digital watch during the game yesterday. If you look at one of the still shots of him blowing up Marvin Mims on that punt return, he's wearing a wristwatch on his left arm, and that was something that wasn't even publicized. So I think he just does these things just because that's who he is. You look at the TikTok videos and the science instruction and the survival instruction and the home do-it-yourself instruction. That's just who he is, and the Bills have this saying, be who you are with us, and Mac Hollins is the embodiment of that. I just think a lot of coaches might try to tamp that down come playoff time, him rolling in with the Fred Flintstone yesterday. But I think to use the Josh Allen phrase, you dance with who brung you. And Matt Collins has been who he is all season long. You're not going to stop now. And answer your question, I think he's as genuine as it comes. I think for everybody in this world, there's a little bit of look at me. You like that recognition, but I don't think he's doing this for attention. I really just think it's who he is and what he enjoys doing.
I love the fact that the Bills have this quarterback that commands attention, and people will say, oh, the Chiefs get all the calls. Okay, the Bills didn't get a call yesterday, but that sure as heck looked like an apology. I've never seen anything like that, Alex, and for folks who missed it, so there's a play in the end zone, and clearly it looks like Dalton Kincaid is held. And, you know, whoever's running the controls, I think it's an RIT grad, Shannon, who was doing it, putting it up on the scoreboard, boo, everybody's booing, everybody sees the hold. The ref, Bill Vinovich, goes over. Was that an apology, do you think, Alex, going to Josh Allen on the sideline?
He cleared that up, didn't he, after the game, Alex? Didn't Josh mention that?
No, he did not, exactly. Oh. What did you make of that?
Having some very, very, very low-level officiating experience, particularly on the baseball diamond, I think what was happening there was Bill Vinovich was explaining to him, perhaps, if you look at the back judge on that play, the back judge was not even looking at the hold that was occurring right in front of his face. And I think that was a lot of fans' point of being upset at the play. The referee was right there. He wasn't watching. But I think the mechanics of the play, that may not have been his responsibility. That may have been Bill Vinovich's responsibility. And I think after the play, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Josh Allen went after the back judge and was arguing with him. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, so what you were talking about, Danger. So Allen was asked about it yesterday, and apparently Vinovich at some point said, don't be yelling about this. And then when followed up, did he apologize? And Allen, you know, it's classic Josh Allen, communicating without words there, just kind of gave a little smirk there.
Yeah, and what I think he may have been saying is don't be, at least don't be yelling, but don't be yelling at the wrong person as well. Maybe he was telling Josh Allen, that's my call. That's not the back judge's call in that situation. Now, I can't get into his brain. I don't have the mechanics of NFL officiating, but with my very low-level experience, that's really all I can point to. Perhaps he was telling Josh Allen that it wasn't the person's call who was receiving Josh Allen's ire. And maybe to direct it in the correct way.
Alex, before
there's no way he was apologizing. Bill Vinovich is a veteran official. There's no way he would put himself in that position.
Before we let you go, what's your take on the other divisional round matchup in the AFC here? The Chiefs, who haven't played really any meaningful ball and haven't really been on the field together for like the last 3 weeks, they get to host Houston, who get by the Chargers in what was kind of a disappointing output by both teams in that early window on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think the Texans have any chance in this game. You look at that offense and how it performed before the defense started lighting up Justin Herbert. I don't think they have any chance to compete with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City offense. Now, if you tell me that the Texans are going to intercept Patrick Mahomes 3 or 4 times, maybe I'll give them a chance. But for some reason, I just don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to throw up all over himself in a divisional round playoff game against a team that has struggled at the back half of the season. The Texans, I want to use a PG phrase here. They really extended themselves, I think, in that first round. I don't think you're going to see them win 2 games in a row. I think they're happy with that playoff victory, and Kansas City will roll to that AFC Championship game.
The censorship of Alex Prasky here in the sports.
Well, it's really the FCC. The FCC is just FCC, holding us down from talking the way we really want to talk about this matchup, Alex.
Did I do as good of a job on that as Gene? Did you know what 2 phrases that I may have used there?
Yeah, I think we got you.
I think so, okay. Yeah. You don't want to put all your chips into the table and then use them all up, but, you know.
Yes.
You
don't want to push those chips into the middle of the table too quickly.
Alex, what is happening this week with Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, and when I know you were taping right here. It wasn't taping. You were live yesterday right here, right now. When's the next one drop?
Yeah, we had Bruce Nolan of the Bruce Exclusive, the mysterious Bruce Nolan, on our post-game pod yesterday. Gene, before I got on air with you, he said he was going to come in and join us. I don't know why he didn't. I told him, I think the last time I was on with you, he was welcome to do so. Maybe this coming week we'll have
walk
to...
Walk right in, then?
Yeah, hey, walk right, right in. We're a casual show. We're a very casual show. We enjoy a little... A little banter, you would have enjoyed that. But
this week's going to be 11 p.m. You realize that, Alex? So
yeah, that I'm not looking forward to. When I first started on the beat, I got really ramped up for night games, really excited, and I still do get excited for them. But come the second half, when the game's winding down, I realize what time I'm going to get out of there. It's not the best feeling. But on the DailyNewsOnline.com, you can find all of our coverage. Wrote a couple of brief features after the game yesterday, just highlighting what Matt Milano did, what Ty Johnson did, and the reaction from the locker room. And we also had, I believe, 5 shows this past week on Right Here, Right Now, so kicking it into high gear. We had plenty of good guests, Joe Marino, Joe Biscaglia, Nate Geary, Sal Capaccio, Ryan Talbot, and Gene is coming this week. So you have to remain locked in on Right Here, Right Now. In danger, don't let us leave you out. We can also discuss some Chicago Bears and that dumpster fire if you ever want to.
It's not a Bears show, so I'm not going to waste your time with it, Alex, but we appreciate you stopping by and giving us some of your time today, and have a great week, bud.
Fair. Happy birthday, my man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Here's Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, Batavia Daily News, spending some time with us talking Buffalo Bills here in the Sports Bar.
A lot of fun there, but that did look weird with Vinovich, right?
It did look like he was apologizing to Allen. I get it. I get what everybody's saying. Allen clearing it up a little bit. Like,
but I buy that explanation. We're saying, hey, that's my call.
Yeah.
Don't yell.
Well, just in general, don't yell. Like, I don't think officials in the playoffs like being stood up, like, you know, like called out. They're the best of the best, right? Like, they're supposed to be the best of the best. And the postseason also marks the return of shadow officials.
I know.
The shadow officials are back. So they're not going to miss a lot of calls. Like, the shadow officials are out there, and, you know, if you're Vinovich, hey, pipe down. Pipe down a little bit.
Well, if it's a rookie quarterback, Vinovich isn't going over to the sideline.
No, right.
It's almost like, hey, I do that again, I might have to throw the flag.
That's right. It's a mutual respect. Hey, I'm good at my job. You're clearly good at your job. Knock it off with the yelling. And if that's where it ends, that's where it ends.
But I've never seen a referee in the NFL go over to the sideline.
It was interesting. Yeah. It was interesting. And it did. It kind of looked like, oh, hey, Josh, I'm sorry about that. You know, now every Chiefs fan has all the ammunition and fuel for the Bills. Oh, the Bills get all the calls. Now it's the Bills that are getting. Josh Allen gets all the calls. You know, he'll take the mantle away from Patrick Mahomes, who's held that crown for quite some time now. We'll talk to Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com next hour. We'll talk more Buffalo Bills. Get ready for this matchup. And we're talking about getting ready for Sunday. Oh, yes. We are back at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue this Friday. Come and hang with us from 3 until 6 as we're broadcasting live. Three Heads Brewing, Atlantic Avenue, the neighbor to the Arch. You could score a 4-pack to go for game day. The limited run of the Leaping Hazy IPA playoff edition. And you know that has a guy that sort of resembles your favorite quarterback right there on the can, and it's only available at Three Heads while they last. We'll have delicious Three Heads beer on tap, Freddy's Woodfire Pizza being served up as well. This is the pregame that you want to be a part of, you know, a few days early. Friday Football Talk Live, the playoff edition, that's this Friday from 3 until 6 at Three Heads with Gino and I, the Sports Bar, live on the Fan Rochester. Quick break, we're going to come back. There's more around the NFL that we haven't gotten to yet, including the standard being the standard, Gino.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on what's going on in Philadelphia. I didn't think we'd be talking about the Amazon bestseller list today and how it pertains to sports, but there's a bigger picture here in Philadelphia. I have a take on that. And then, oh, the Cowboys. Where do they go from here, and why they really botched this, letting this hang like this?
Is Jaden Daniels having the best rookie season by a quarterback of all time? Think about that. We'll come back and we'll discuss, and I'll make the case. That's coming up before we get to Ryan Talbot here, coming up in about a half an hour or so. Stay in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.